From Tridio Media, I'm Father Adric, and this is The Daily Breakfast. In this episode, I discover the patron saint of travelers at the Archaon Midwinter Fair.
While they were doing archaeological research in the north of the country, they discovered the remains of settlements from the 4th until the 2nd century before Christ in the Netherlands. And here in the Archaon Historical Park, they recreated those homesteads. And this is where people would live so much time ago. And it is a very, very small, narrow entrance. Really crouch down. And inside this place, a family would live with the children, other family members, and there would be even some livestock in the back behind a wooden fence. And this is where they would sleep and eat. And if I turn around, you can see how narrow the entrance is. To really lower my head in order not to bump into the exit. And they would have cattle and cows and goats and sheep, and they would take care of those animals around their cottages. And these were built with basically, it's not clay, but it is dried earth. And the walls are dried earth, and then, of course, there's a wooden structure to give it some more stability. And then the roof is made out of straw, I think. And there's another nice warm fire here, which is so welcome on this cold day. And they've turned this settlement into a pagan wedding chapel. So if you want to get married in a pagan way, this would be the way to do it. Look at how beautiful it looks.
Chapel.
Nice, with nice lights and warm fires and nice people. Beautiful ladies. What more can you ask for? And beautiful energy. And here's a very, very small visitor. Mesmerized by the little lights, of course. Wonderful. All right. Let's go outside again. Thank you. It's definitely a busy time, although I don't think there are many weddings taking place there right now. People are hanging out there because it's warm. Very warm. Oh, look at that. There are people on horses. This is amazing. Check it out. Black knights with bow and arrow on these horses. Perhaps heading to a fight, who knows. It looks absolutely fantastic. Here is a picnic area for people, although the weather is not really conducive to outside picnic. And there's some more interesting guests. I don't know what costumes they are wearing, but we may discover that later on. So for those of you that have missed the previous episodes from Archaon, this is a midwinter fair, and this is also a historical park. It's open all year long, but in the month of December, this is the decor for a midwinter fair, and you've got even Jedi walking around with blue lightsabers.
And red.
And red.
I'm a gray Jedi.
Are you a gray Jedi? What is a gray Jedi?
That's the line between light and the dark. I use both sides, but for the common good.
Okay.
There is no good without evil, but evil will not allow to be flourished.
Wow, you've got your whole philosophy thought out well. So who trained you, Yoda or Darth Vader?
Neither of them.
Neither of them.
Force itself became my teacher.
Nice.
If I had to prefer a Jedi, I would choose Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, because?
He is the greatest Jedi there ever was, to my opinion.
Nice. Although he was more light side, I think.
He was more light side, but he also had strangles to the dark, but yet remained always in the light and did the greater good.
Because that's important.
That's important.
Even if you dabble a little bit with the darker powers from time to time.
So something is dark, we'll not say it's evil.
Ah, it's how you use it.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Very cool. All right, well, have a great day.
Yeah.
Don't forget to save the universe. Well, there you have it. On this midwinter fair, we had our first conversation with a gray Jedi. I didn't even know, or I'm not sure if he was a Jedi, but definitely someone who uses the ways of the Force. We may get some more snow later today. Here's another old building. I'm not sure which century, but definitely looks more... Hey! How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good to meet you. What was your name again?
My name is Esther, and you've never met me, but I know your face.
Really? Well, that's the wonders of social media, of course.
It is.
What can we see here?
Well, this...
Needle binding.
Yes, it's an old technique. It looks, it's a bit like crochet.
Yes.
And the people are making, well, warm fuzzy things to keep warm.
I think that's a good idea with this kind of weather.
I think it is.
Can I take a look?
Yes, you can.
All right. Good morning. Needle workers. No, how was it called? Needle binding. That's amazing. Can I take a look?
Yeah, sure.
So it is... Can you explain what you're doing?
Well, it's actually a prehistoric kind of crochet.
Uh-huh.
But it's mostly found from the Viking Age.
The Viking Age.
Yes, so you can make like...
Oh, wow, that looks pretty good.
Or a hat.
Are these gloves or shoes? Or?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. A and a nice warm hat.
Yes.
So that's Viking technology that you're using there.
Exactly.
I'm very impressed. Is it hard to learn or is it easy?
Well, I am still learning.
So. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're the apprentice. And are you a teacher?
Not actually. I'm also a sort of an apprentice, but... I'm doing it a bit longer than she is.
Right.
It's actually...
you even
I think
have...
it's easier than... like, how do you call that? Knitting.
Knitting,
and
yeah.
Crocheting.
Knitting is magic to me. I can't do that.
Me as well.
So the Viking way is the way to go.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, have a great time.
Thank you. You
too. Continuing my walk here. This is where you learn stuff.
This is
very old, yeah, but I like that. I go from... I'm a time traveler. I'm like Marty McFly. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. You too. Well, that sometimes happens when I'm in the Netherlands. I bump into people that know me from either social media... Oh, wait a minute. This is not the way... I gotta turn around and we'll probably go to the medieval part of the village here. People know me from TV or from social media. And it's fun because then, you know, you meet friends here. That's part of the cool aspect of these fairs. It's also socializing and people like to dress up and show each other their costumes. And it's just a lot of fun. And... a little bit of escapism as well. All right, we're going to cross this this bridge. Well, it's not even worthy of the name bridge. It's basically just some wooden planks over a small creek. And here we are seeing the Black Knights again with their horses. Oh, and here is the monster department.
De kroonprins van Optidanië, beschermer van Robijnstad, overwinnaar van het verschrikkelijke grabbelmonster. Hier helemaal uit Optidanië, om in het winter...
I'm starting to understand what he is saying. He says the guy, the rock guy, is actually a prince who defeated another monster. And now he is on his way to, I don't know, his castle or something like that. And the green giant with the white beard... on stilts is an announcer, so he is telling people that this rock prince is arriving. And here on my right, the dark or the black knights on their horses are moving forward again. And just look at these amazing costumes that people make. It's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Did you make it yourself?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm Snow Queen.
The Snow Queen.
Yes.
Well, Your Highness, so great to meet you today.
Nice to meet you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And here, On my left is an entrance also. It looks like an old stable or something. And I hear music on the inside. So let's take a look. Oh, yeah, music. Nice. Some people around a small fire here. Warm orange light. And I see a flute and a lute or something like that. still adjusting. Oh, there you go. It's a lot of fun here. Okay, let's go out again. And here is a small porch where you can sit also around a fire. There's another kid walking inside with daddy probably. Oh, we've got a bagpipe player. And I've met him 2 weeks ago with Sebastian.
Yes.
And you were telling me that you were going to play here.
I am.
And when? When is that going to start?
In about 15 minutes or so.
15 minutes?
Yeah, probably somewhere near the entrance.
Fantastic. I'll come and take a look later on. What kind of bagpipe is that? Is it Scottish or is it...
Yeah, Scottish. Great Highland bagpipe.
I can't wait to hear you later on. I'm going to take you upstairs. I stopped using my... gimbal here for a second because it got unbalanced. But we're going to go up the stairs because I hear music coming from upstairs, and when there's music, of course, we need to check it out. A wooden staircase. This is, I think, built as an old monastery. It's very dark. And the music is coming from the upper floor of this building. While we were listening to the wonderful music inside and watching the dances, it finally stopped raining. And that's a good thing, because it was pouring cats and dogs. No snow yet, but I think for now, this has been enough for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Of course, more to come here from the Archaon Midwinter Fair. There is so much more that I want to show you. But in order to see that or to listen to that, you have to come back to Tridio Media. And of course, if you want to subscribe, hit the subscribe button on YouTube or go to Tridio Media. No, wait a minute. Go to tridio.com/subscribe. I'm Father Roderick from Archaon Midwinter Fair, wishing you a wonderful day, and I will see you soon. Take care and God bless.